Om Shanti. Welcome, everybody, and please excuse us rearranging the furniture because we thought it'd be a little bit friendlier than sitting so far back, because it's just a loving meeting with the family from the whole region. So we just wanted to welcome everybody and see who's here. And we'll hear from our special sisters from the region, just a few thoughts. And then we've got a little bit of news. And we would also love maybe one or two of you from a country to share something, if you have any very special, unique news from your country. So if you can prepare, I always ask the sisters from Myanmar. Do we have the family from Myanmar here?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Wow.
So I always ask Sister Shakuntala. Is Sister Shakuntala here? She's translating. Okay. Maybe Sita Ben or someone can come. Anyway, before we listen to our sisters, it's always nice. I'm going to ask those sitting a bit further back, can you come close if that's okay? It's a bit friendlier, otherwise we're in a huge hall. So please, sisters, if you can come a little closer. Usually we're in the meditation hall for our meeting, but this time they've put us in Harmony Hall. So it's a huge hall for a small group. So I'm going to ask all the countries to stand up. It's always nice to see who's here. And I'm going to start from the back of the alphabet. So Vietnam, all those from Vietnam. I noticed Trish isn't standing. Thank you. Thailand. Here we are. Welcome. So we can all give a wave to each other, all the sisters from Thailand. Singapore. We have a few from Singapore, quite a few. Welcome to the family from Singapore. Sri Lanka. Oh. Welcome, welcome. And the Philippines, do we have anyone, Rajiban? So Rajiv is also representative from New Zealand. Welcome, welcome from New Zealand. Myanmar. Well, so special welcome to all the family from Myanmar. And are you all staying in Pandavbhavan? All of you in Pandavbhavan? Yes. Thank you. Korea? Do we have anyone from Korea? I don't think so. So, Japan. Ayako and our senior brother, Yuji. Very senior. Yuji's 15. How many years in Guam, Yuji? 11 years. India. Welcome to Yuji. Indonesia. Got a few from Indonesia. Welcome, welcome. And Hong Kong. Unfortunately, China family is not able to come. Anyone from Hong Kong?
Nobody.
Oh, okay. You can stand up again. Fiji. Anyone? Yes, we have from Fiji. Welcome from Fiji. Cambodia. I don't think there's anyone from Cambodia. And Australia. Finally, Australia. Stand, please. Yeah. So there are... Malaysia. Oh, I'm so sorry, Malaysia. Okay. Welcome to everybody. We thought that it might be just lovely to hear from everyone on the stage, just in a couple of minutes. And the theme is, do you like the theme of the season? Revelation through harmonizing sanskaras, you like that? It's a big thing, isn't it, to harmonize. So we thought it'd be lovely to hear from maybe Meera Ben, Rajni Ben, Bhavna Ben, Trish, just one story or experience or something that in their life about harmonizing sanskaras. So just briefly for a few minutes. Meera Ben, do you want to start? Do you have a microphone? I think she has a microphone.
Om Shanti. Once again, welcome to all the angels of Asia Pacific region. I think this theme we have been carrying on since last February when we started NCCC, and it's being used in many different retreats. Over the year, as I keep listening to the experience of so many souls, so what I have experienced is that my own sanskara has become softer through realization and applying the power of yoga and power of knowledge. One thing definitely I have practiced, in this year is to be a child and master, because that is one of the mantra I learned in this year to harmonize. So we can only give advice, we can only guide souls what is right, but then it is up to that soul to follow to what extent. But then even if they don't follow, they use their own manmat. But what I have experimented is to still keep having good wishes and pure feelings for that soul. You know, even though they are not listening to what is right and doing the right thing, but not to have any feeling of dislikingness or bad feelings, but to have wishes and pure feelings. And I have experienced that very soon transformation in that soul has happened. You know? And they come back, not saying I have realized, but they come back giving more cooperation. So this is one of the experiments. Practically, I have seen it does work. And second thing, I have seen that, you know, it is just that you accept souls as they are, because everybody is doing their best, that is all they can do. And so when I apply this wisdom, that of course, as Baba says, kingdom is being established, and so there will always be variety. And so not looking at the differences, but looking at the speciality of the soul. So that helps to bring the souls closer. So in this year, I find to a great extent, I can say that a bit more closer than in the past years, we still have to work on ourselves, each one of us, to glorify Baba's name through our harmony of sanskaras with each other. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Meera Ben, Rajni Ben.
Om Shanti. So I was in Philippines in Japan doing 2 months service. You know, Sister Jayanti came and we celebrated 40 years anniversary of Philippine service. So lot of, as you know, when we have activities, lot of service, there are many chances, you know, old sanskars can emerge. And I already paid attention that lightness, friendliness, and be open, because these sanskara qualities will help me to harmonize. Incidents happen, you know. Sometimes someone has duty, they are not cooperating. At that time, pressure comes, stress comes. How will I do now? That I went through, but I was able to hold myself to think, okay, I can ask someone else, you know, cooperate me at such time. So this lightness has helped me during such pressure time, stress time, and so many things happening, and a lot of people pull attention, they want something. So just this lightness quality for friendliness, for harmonizing sanskar, I experienced. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My experience to harmonize sanskara is love and respect. When I have real love and respect for others, then I don't have to work very hard to harmonize sanskaras. I always remember one experience with Dadi Gulzar. There was a one person who has dedicated life for long time, and sometimes some maya came, waste thoughts came, and this person was very upset, and he made special appointment to see Dadi Gulzar. And Dadi Gulzar heard this person very patiently, half an hour. Then Dadi asked very lovingly, "Do you want to say anything else?" And then this person said, "No, Dadi, that's all." And then Dadi only said a couple of sentences. Dadi said, "You already told Baba. Baba heard everything. Now don't think anything else." And in couple of days' time, that person became very calm, peaceful, and happy. So that was the power our Dadis had. All Dadis you can see in Yajna, they are different in their qualities, but still they all are very unique. And how they harmonize their sanskaras. Because of those Dadis, Yajna is running so nicely and smoothly. One Dadi says something, another Dadi accepts with so much love. So my experience was that if we have true love, respect for everyone, then we can harmonize our sanskaras. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Just something I've been thinking about recently with all the calamities that are happening, and it's not directly connected, but you know, I think in all of our countries, in different ways we're facing, whether it's fire or flood or drought or economic challenge, just the feeling that it's bringing us one step closer to the golden age. So rather than, you know, it's the old breaking down, but it's making way for the new. And Baba's been talking about that in the last week or so, with natural calamities being our friends. I've just been really working with that inside myself to stretch my vision, to really feel that. But on the aspect of harmonizing sanskars, just really checking in the video of my mind, is my vision towards each one equal to Baba's? And I have to say, it's not always there at all. And so when it's not, when there's still something impure in it, then I just work at cleaning it now. And I had some very beautiful experiences where either the person said to me and acknowledged that I had shifted, they felt that. So it just made me more confident that when I let go of the weakness in my mind or the limitation, that they feel it. And for example, one person, it was just the next day, I practiced it intensely, and the next day they fed back. So that gave me confidence that it works. But in terms of what Baba's last message was through Daddy Gulzar, those 3 points of powerful Amritvela and keeping a stock. I think many of us are reminded recently with the calamities of keeping a stock, but letting go, that reduces easy. And so as part of clearing and harmonizing sanskars, to make sure that my vision is equal to Bab when I look at each one in my life. That is a process. But even if I don't get any feedback from the person, I just automatically feel closer to Baba. I don't know about you. Do you feel that when you clear something towards someone? We clear it in ourselves, and maybe they respond or not. But the automatic for me, the first thing is I just feel closer to Baba, and my yoga is easier. And it reminds me of something Baba said, that if you have resentment towards anyone, you literally can't have yoga. You can't be close to him. So, a lot of beautiful inspirations around this topic. Shanti.
So thank you, Sister Trish. I think you just arrived yesterday. So special welcome. I had an experience, must be 40 years ago, when Daddyji, close to 40 years anyway, Daddyji was in Australia, Daddy Prakashmani. And when she came, she was on a tour. There was a brother who came from San Francisco. I think you'll remember Brother Harold. He was quite an entertaining brother, and he was quite a famous psychologist in America. And one day we were having question and answer with Daddyji, and he said an interesting thing. He said, "Daddyji, I was a part of a group that did a research into new religious movements. They call them NRMs, of which they consider the Brahma Kumaris to be one." And he said, "Mostly they hardly last 20, 25 years. And he said that usually they have a very charismatic spiritual leader, guru, and they don't have many resources, but they have this real love for some spiritual practice. So for 4 or 5 years, there's just a few strong followers. But after 4 or 5 years, many people start to come. And it starts to get a big organization. And when many people start to come, a lot of money comes into the organization." And they looked at 70 different groups, Christian groups, Hindu groups, Buddhist groups, and it was pretty similar. When a lot of money comes into the organization, the quality of the spirituality starts to go down and differences emerge. And often, usually between 16 and 25 years, most of them finished, most of them broke up. Or 5, 6, 8, 10 different organizations. So he said to Daddyji, "Why haven't the Brahma Kumaris split into so many organizations?" And Daddyji shared really how she sort of keeps unity, keeps harmony. And she said that when she has a big decision to make, she consults, at that time there was many daddies, 30 plus, 30, 40 people and senior brothers. And she said that she would consult them and get their views on an idea. And if 75% agreed, still she wouldn't go forward. She'd give a few more weeks or a month for the other family members, the seniors, and everyone gave their blessings, then she would implement that decision. So she was trying to bring everyone together. And really, I think we all of us who knew Daddyji found that she had this real ability to keep harmony. I used to feel she held the value of everyone in her attitude. You know, just have those positive feelings. And she was an incredible example of keeping harmony. I think all you often hear stories about Dadiji. Anyway, I don't know whether we have any, whether anyone in the room has any story or something you want to share. If maybe you want to think about it, but we have a little bit of news too. And as I said earlier, if there's any news from your country which is really unique and special and significant, we'd love to hear. But we just wanted to share a little bit about Didi Nirmala's program on the 20th. And Rajni Ben, do you want to... Trish, could you pass the microphone across? Rajni Ben, if you want to just share with us a little bit about what will happen on the 20th.
The Nirmala's day anniversary, first anniversary, on 20th of October, and you will be given Toli and a beautiful calendar of Didi. Blessings from Baba to her. Very nice pictures. In 10 o'clock or 9:30 onwards, the program will start. Sharing from the seniors and two videos from different countries. And also Sister Mohini is coming from Shantivan to offer bhog. And in this way we will all be receiving Brahma Bhojan and Bhog and celebrating Didi's day. 21st also we will be having all Gyan Sarovar Nivasi, Panda Bhavan Nivasi together, Nivasis, no? Those who are living here, they will be also meeting. Sister Munni from Shantivan is coming to give them gift on behalf of Didi Asia Pacific. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Rajni. Anyone else? Meeraben, you want to say something about that at all?
We had sent some suggestions to all the centers. Centers were asking what they have to do on that day. Hopefully, the center fees have shared whatever can be done, like offering bhog. Centers will offer bhog in the morning, and then after bhog, they will. Some of them will share their experience. There will be video, some blessings. So then, maybe I'm not sure. Charlie Bhai will be able to confirm whether the program that is happening here at 10 o'clock will be telecasted or not. So that he will confirm, because there was a little bit of talk still whether it's possible or not. So if it is possible, they will telecast. But in the evening, it's a world peace hour, so you will see some newness. I don't want to talk about it now. Something different, world peace hour, that we will be doing in this hall. So everybody will have the opportunity to send our good wishes, our thanks to Nirmala Ben's soul, wherever she is playing her part, and I'm sure she will receive all our...
Thank you, Meera Ben. So I'm just going to ask Trish maybe share a few things about Double Foreigner Season and the youth event over Christmas, and also about telecasting the event on Didi's day.
Yeah, so it will be on the DF YouTube channel from 9:45. It will start with the video and very beautiful program, so you'll be able to watch it on there. I think you all know the DF YouTube channel, DF Madhavan Program YouTube channel, so all the centers can watch on that at that time. And just to mention... I think several seasons after COVID, we had not had the youth retreat, and there was a lot of interest to have it again. And so in December, as was the tradition, Gopi Ben and team are arranging the youth retreat from the 26th to the 31st of December. So you're really welcome. There's just a reminder that's gone out, but it's such a fantastic opportunity to have the youth join together in Madhuban, and also the children's program is being run again the same dates. So also a beautiful opportunity for children ages 5 through to 11. And just to mention, with the Double Forum program, we are experimenting with a new way of doing this sessions, and we don't want to call them classes anymore, but to make them more experiential and interactive. So the aim is really to keep that through the season, so that we hear more from you and so that you can participate more through the sessions. And also I think most of you know of the journal, and I think the countries have been translating, and you've already had your first session for the journal. So that will flow right through the season. And also there's a DF portal where all of the languages are put. So if you speak Tamil, if you speak Hindi, then the journal is available on that portal. Yeah, so Shanti.
Thank you, Trish. And just to let you know, I think many are aware that on the 22nd, which is just 5 days away, there'll be a call of time here. And what we do with the call of times, and in all the regions of the world, in North America, Europe, Asia, that every 2 years they have one in Madhuban. And actually about 80 confirmed, but about 25 have already cancelled, which happens these days. But we'll have about 52 guests, I think, here. And they're quite influential in their countries, probably from about 25 countries. So if any of you are staying beyond the 22nd, that'll be held up in the training center, I think. So you'll see a lot of guests that will be coming for the call of time. And also inner peace, inner power. As you know, that was happening every year, and it was a combined thing of the Middle East and Asia, but during COVID it stopped. Last year they had it only for the Middle East, about 70 came, but this year it's back to the old system. So Sheshi Ben said there can be 75 guests from the Middle East and 75 from Asia. But so far, 62 have confirmed from Asia. So I'm saying it now, it's very late, it's in another month, but if any of you feel that there's somebody who could come and benefit. But for inner peace, inner power, they have to have done the course. They have to have actually finished the Raja Yoga course. So if any of you from your countries feel there's still some people who may like to come, the beauty of Asia is we're quite close to India, so it's not such a big thing. They come from, I think Judy Rogers arrived a few days ago. She told me it took 8 hours from New York, 48 hours with breaks. So also I wanted to mention that next year, 50 years of service in Australia. It began in, actually, Jagdish Bhai came to Australia in 1972. Jagdish Bhai, UK, America and Australia. And New Zealand, thank you, Bhavna Ben. And I asked Didi Nirmala, I said, Didi, when should we celebrate 50 years? When Jagdish Bhai came in 1972, when you came in 1975, she said, when I came. Didi was very clear, as you know. But we've invited Sister Genty, and we thought we'd really have a big effort. So we're going to do a program in the Sydney Opera House, which is a huge venue. And then we're going to have a national retreat in the Blue Mountains. And never had a national retreat, mainly because we couldn't find a venue big enough with a kitchen we could use, but we've actually got one. So that will be happening in Australia next year. And if there's any news, and it'd be lovely if someone from Myanmar, we always ask Myanmar first, could come and share something. And I'm looking at Shakuntala Ben, she's translating, she can't speak to us from... But Sita Ben, is it possible to come and share a little bit of news? And while she's coming, I went to Bhutan just a few weeks ago. And I'm not sure you're aware, but Bhutan is a part of our zone. And Bhutan is a little Buddhist kingdom, 700,000 people in the whole country. But Baba has a very, very beautiful little family there, maybe 30 BKs, and they live in all corners of the country. But it's a very strict country, and the king still has so much power. So the king has given rulings that they can only wear traditional clothes. So wherever you go, people wear the clothes that have been... They're trying to keep their culture. And even buildings, you can't build modern buildings. All the buildings built have to be, have some the traditional Buddhist architecture. So it's quite a very strong Buddhist kingdom, but they're very enthusiastic, the Brahmin family. I think Miraben is going there sometime soon as well. So, are you? Wow.
Om Shanti. I'm from Bhutan. In 1990, there had been political disruptions. We were demanding human rights in the country, so that, as Charlie Bhai already said, that it's a king ruled country, it's a monarchy. So we didn't have that rights, and because of that, 110,000 citizens are expelled from the country, and we stayed in refugee camps for 17 and 18 years in eastern part of Nepal. At that time, we have no any other options, and a lot of things were going inside in our mind, so that at that time I got to be with Baba, because he's only the one person who gave me all the answers from the preface of World Renewal book, which was written by Atma Prakash Vaiji at the time. And since then, when I came in again, and then later those refugee camps were resettled in different 7 countries in the Western world. So because of my dad was a torture victim back in Bhutan, so the New Zealand government offered us that chance that my parents to take there and give all the facilities, and I was carrying my parents, so that I have gone with my parents to New Zealand, and it's and I am in this Gyan for almost 28-29 years. In the year 1997, I was 18th December 1997, we have offered bhog after finishing our 7 days course in a group of staff, that a teacher in the camp. So that's how I came in Bhutan, in Gyan. And I have all this experience of kings and all these things of Bhutan, how it's also it's not very
the king.
Nice to speak all about. But it's a very good country.
Thank you.
Only a few things just disturbed, and 110,000 people out of the country. So, because of...
Thank you, Karunabhai. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Is the king of Bhutan like Narayan, like Lakshmi and Narayan?
It was said. It's in our saying, king is like equal to Narayan, but yeah, before we were considering king is equal to Narayan, but later on we knew that how is the king.
Okay.
We have experience.
Thank you so much. Anyway, it's lovely to welcome. Shall we welcome Karuna Bai?
Thank you.
And I know in Australia there's a group of Bhutanese who come to the centre too, and from a similar situation as Karuna Bai as well. So Sita Ben, do you want to come and share thing? Sita Ben, will you need some translation, or Mira Ben can translate, or Rajni Ben, or Bhavna Ben?
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, while Sita Ben is coming, so anywhere else, I think Jyoti Ben, are you translating too? And if she's translating, Raji, anything to say, share from Sri Lanka? Anyway, we'll hear from Myanmar, but if any other countries have any news, please do come.
Om Shanti. वैसे शिलू दीदी जब गई थी राखी के समय में बहुत अच्छा प्रोग्राम हुआ और जनरल में भी बहुत अच्छा प्रोग्राम हुआ इंडिया एम्बेसडर भी आए थे इंडिया हाउस में भी दीदी गई थी
कौन सा प्रोग्राम हुआ
रक्षाबंधन का दीदी
रक्षाबंधन का अच्छा प्रोग्राम हुआ
जी और रिजल्ट भी बहुत अच्छा आया बाकी बर्मा की परिस्थितियां तो दिन प्रतिदिन बहुत खौफनाक होता जा रहा है
सो वर्स्ट डे बाय डे द सिचुएशन इन द कंट्री इज गेटिंग वर्स्ट
अभी आर्मी में भाइयों को ज्यादा करके ले जा रहे हैं घरों में से उठाकर ले जा रहे हैं
दे आर टेकिंग ऑल द मेन फोक इवन कमिंग टू द होम दे टेक देम अवे टू द आर्मी
और कितना भी पैसा दो वो छोड़ते नहीं है किसी किसी को छोड़ देते हैं 2 लाख 5 लाख इंडिया रुपीस
सो इफ समबडी गिव्स मनी यू नो देन दे विल लीव देम अदरवाइज दे टेक द आर्मी
और अभी पानी भी बहुत ज्यादा आया था बर्मा में तो 1 लाख से अधिक जानवर मरे थे गौ भैंस और हजारों से अधिक मनुष्य आत्माएं सब शरीर छोड़े थे उसमें
देयर वाज नेचुरल कैलामिटीज आल्सो रिसेंटली
हम लोग जहाँ सेंटर है 15 माइल दूरी पर ही सब आया था तो हम लोग रोटी आदि उनको भोजन लेकर जाते थे राशन सब ले लेकर पहुंचाते थे हम लोग
मतलब फ्रॉम द सेंटर इट इज 15 किलोमीटर्स those who are affected by the natural calamities they were providing some food for them
to aise lag raha hai didi ki Burma se hi parivartan shuru hoga
means they feel like the transformation of the new world will begin from Burma
kyunki jahan par hum log hain wahi par 1 mile duri par 2 mile duri par bahut sara bombs girta rehta hai aur जैसे धरती हिलने जैसे
वेयर द बाबा सेंटर जस्ट 1 mile 2 miles ऑल द टाइम बॉम्ब्स एक्सप्लोशन यू कैन हियर कॉन्स्टेंट
अभी तो हम लोगों को अभ्यास हो गया है डरते नहीं है और जब बम छोड़ते हैं इधर से उधर तो किसी के घर पर एक माताजी आई है उनके बेटी उस घर में थी वो लोग पब्लिक और आर्मी का यूज चल रहा है तो उनके घर पर गिर गया उन्होंने शरीर छोड़ दिया
मीन्स दे आर नॉट स्केयर्ड यू नो इफ इवन इफ एनीबडी कम्स होम ऑल्सो military people even they are not frightened with anything with the bombs or military people
aur jitne bhi acche acche shahar hain bahut sundar sundar un sabko samshan bomb gira gira kar army logon ne samshan bana rahe hain aur adha Burma to public logon ne cover kar liya hai baki adha
you know it, half of Burma has become like a crematorium they have conquered make it into you know with the bombs lot of people are being killed
और घरों में चोर आते हैं और उनको कुछ सामान नहीं मिलता है या ऐसे कुछ होता है तो जान मारकर चले जाते हैं
या दे कम एवरीबडी दे कम होम दे लुक फॉर थिंग्स फॉर मनी इफ नॉट दे ट्रबल पीपल
एक बाबा की बच्ची थी 75 ईयर की थी बाबा की बच्ची माताजी थी उनको भी आए योग कर रही थी माताजी आकर उन्होंने हत्या कर दिया
means there was one mataji who she was doing meditation but she did not have anything they killed her
to aise bahut sara ho raha hai lekin
there are so many things happening like that
baba hai baba ki satra chhaya mein hum sab hain baki aap sab ki sakas ki zarurat hai
yeah so baba is taking care of all of us so how many kitne aaye
abhi hum 34
34 Baba's children have come, even under such circumstances. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Sita Ben. Very interesting. And my understanding, I think Sister Shakuntala was saying that because they're not going to give passports or visas to leave the country to young people, especially young men, that a lot of the brothers, 10 brothers have come, 10 Kumars. Do you want to stand up, Kumars, who've come from Burma? Stand up. Let's give them a really big welcome. It's really lovely that you can... Who's come for the first time amongst the Kumars? All of them, almost. Most of them have come. So that's very special. Thank you, brothers. Thank you so much. Anyone else have any special news? Sister Ayako, do you want to share a little bit about Sister Genty in Japan? Briefly? I'm putting you on the spot. if you can come. If there's Ranji Ben, anything special from Sri Lanka? No?
Om Shanti. In Japan, we are very fortunate to have Rajini Ben's direction. And we had the Sister Janti coming from Philippines with Rajini Ben. And we had first in Kobe, we had the very lovely program. And in Hiroshima, and we went to the Hiroshima on the very next day, so it was a very tight schedule. But in Hiroshima, it was very special because there was the atomic bombs survivor was sharing the program with Sister Janti, and her message was forgiveness. Whatever with Sister Janti's, you know, Baba's knowledge, a lot of people took benefit. And after that, we went to Tsukuba. We have a very little new Baba's place called Tsukuba House. And we had the national retreat. And we had a Raki, very beautiful Raki. And we had about 70 people, 100 people. 90 people, 90 BK came. And also those who took the course also came to take benefit from Sister Jan. So it was also very beautiful. So we had quite a relaxing time there, retreat, and it was one night, 2 days. Yes.
Ishan is very beautiful. Indian ambassador, me and Sister Meera, last year we met him. He is ambassador to Japan from India. But he told both of us, why you are coming so late to meet me? I have been here 9 months. We said, okay. And anyway, he said he worked with our BKS in Kuwait, many projects. So Brahma Kumaris are part of Indian Embassy family. Therefore, you should come more and do the programs. So they are doing lot of programs in the Indian Embassy. Now and then they are invited. Ayako, Harry, Yuko, you know, others, they go there to sing or do magic show and some meditation programs officially in Indian Embassy. But when Sister Jayanti is supposed to come, just 2 weeks before, Indian ambassador told us he wants to welcome Brahma Kumari, Sister Jayanti, additional chief of the Brahma Kumari. So he welcomed and he gave free hall. That was very good. We don't have to pay in Japan, Tokyo, especially. So it was very good, and he welcomed, and then there was program also. One more thing I want to add for Philippines is that Sister Jayanti was there for 40 years anniversary, and all the halls where we had a public program, all were free. Because so much connection with BKS, you know, so we were able to get free. And one first lady, we went to meet her, and she did meditation with Sister Jayanti, and she said, so much knowledge is so beautiful, values. Quickly I call our educational minister, Sister Jayanti, you go there, meet and do something to make Philippines new.
So then we went immediately to meet Education Minister of the Philippines and the head of the police. So fast service moving in Philippines also. Om Shanti.
I just want to share about Sister Rajini. I listened to the class from London, and Sister Janti was really, really wondered how Sister Rajini can handle two different country, which is Latin, and Japan is very conservative and very protective. And Sister Janti was really amazed how she's handling different country immediately in one day. So big thanks to Sister Rajini. Thank you.
Philippines has a lot of maid servants and Japan has nothing. I go and clean everything, right, Trish? So the gentleman was wondering, oh, you're cleaning, oh, you're washing, oh, you're cooking, oh, you're doing this. I said, yeah, here nothing, no maid servants, we have to do everything. But in Philippines, she saw so many, you know, domestic helpers, so she was amazed that how we are shifting. I don't think it was heavy to shift, but it's natural for me to shift. Okay.
So thank you, Sister Ayaka, Rajni Ben. Just one last thing, and then we're going to come and have Toli and blessing. All those who have come for the first time, would you like to stand up again, getting good exercise today? All the first timers, so the brothers from Burma, third time they've stood up. All first timers, so mainly from Burma. So let's give them a really big special welcome. And let's just finish with a minute, and I think it's probably easiest that Miriben gives the toli, and I think we'll have to sit back on the chairs. Do you think so? I don't think so. Okay. You don't mind reaching out your hand? So it's vegan toli. Miriben and Bhavnaben will give you a blessing. So let's have 1 minute, and then please come from the brother's side across the front. Thank you.
As it was announced this morning, 5:30 to 6 meditation, 6 o'clock Jayanti Ben's class. So don't go out anywhere after taking toli and blessings. If it's not necessary, you can stay in the hall. Others will join here itself. Only thing is, you can change your seats because you have to sit in different seats as you sit in the morning class. The front line of sofas, leave it empty for the seniors. Yeah? Abhi ek geet baja dena. फिर ट्रैफिक कंट्रोल के साथ गीत बजते रहेंगे ना तो सब तौली और ब्लेसिंग्स लेंगे।
I hope it's not too far to reach. So, a blessing from Bhavnaben.